Chapter 27. The sun rose into a deep red sky when Quinn heard noise downstairs. He walked downstairs, still half asleep. "What are you guys doing up so early?" Quinn said. "It's 6 a.m., you only got 3 hours of sleep." "Good morning to you too, Daddy," Priya said. "Want some croissants? I made them myself." Quinn looked at them in disbelief. Sophie handed Quinn the basket, still warm. "They're good, try one." "Thank you. What trouble are you guys up to now?" Priya smiled as she flipped over a crispy brown but not oily potato pancake. "The day is young. I'm sure we'll find something." "Well," Amy said, "we set our agents off to set up a new social network. It works!" Quinn laughed. "That sounds like trouble to me. Does the world need another social network? Seems like everyone has one." Priya flipped the perfect potato pancake onto Quinn's plate. "This network is only for us, abductees. Amy developed the network so we can talk about issues unique to us and save documents, unlike on the Omanji network. Want some OJ?"
"Sure, that sounds great. Now you can get organized and fight for your rights."
"What rights?" Priya said. "Well, you have the right to play chess and go to school without being harassed. You have the right to do anything that any other person within your age group can do. Who knows what rights people will try to take from you when they're afraid or racist?"
"Racist?" Priya said. "You sound like we aren't part of the human race."
"I sat in the crowd yesterday and listened," Quinn said. "Some of those people thought you were monsters, or aliens, or disease carriers, or other derogatory things. Some people thought you were cheating. Some of them are intellectual chess aficionados. Some are just chess parents. There's a lot of fear and ignorance out there. When you combine those two things, the target suffers. That target is you. Perhaps half the audience supported you, but they were silent. It's easy to capitulate to bullies." Quinn paused. "Sorry to sound harsh, but you're in for an uphill battle. You know what happened at school, that will happen for all the abductees. Your situation might get worse unless you stand up for your rights and win. I'll support you guys, of course, but I can't help all 25,000 abductees. My advice is to get everyone organized fast. Do some research on the human rights movement of the 1960s for some ideas. Look for how people resisted totalitarian leaders."
"Good idea. Want another potato cake?"
"Sure, Pri. I'm serious, though."
"I know, Daddy. I love you."
They spent the rest of the day setting up the network and making everyone aware of the threats to their human rights. Afterwards, Sophie and Amy went home. They all fell asleep early in anticipation of a difficult week ahead at school.